The Gemara here digresses the union of Tefillah, of the Evarim Hapnimi, of the Evarim Sheinam Gluyim. The Gemara asks, does Rebbe hold Minyan Tefillah Kedamon Dami, that you don't need Tefillah on a Mokaim Seser Shebegof, a Mokaim Sheinam Gluyim? What's the tongue? Bama Rabban Amar Rabad Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Maisa. The Shivcha Shal Beis Rabbi, Shetav Lava also. The Nimtza Etzem Beis Shinao. And at the time of Rabbi, there was still Nayik Tum and Ta'ira. And Shivcha was Tayvelas. And when she came out, she found that something was stuck between her teeth. It was an Etzem, a bone, stuck between the teeth. So she asked Rabbi, does that matter? It's in the mouth. It's in a mocking, that's not a mocking goblet. It's Tzricha Rebbe Tefillah Acheres. The Rebbe said that it's Ma'akiv. That a chatzitza in the teeth is Ma'akiv. So we see that even it needs to be, L'chayr means it needs to be Asmayim even in the mouth. And for the Gemara, Nihid to be Asmayim Leibim. What we said before is correct. That when a person is Tayvul, he doesn't have to open his mouth. The water doesn't have to go into his mouth. Makim haroi lavoi by mayim bina, but it has to be roi. A tremendous chiddush this gemara. That is a part of the guf that doesn't need bias mayim, but it needs roi of bias mayim. The says there are three parts to the guf. There's the outer part of the body, which needs bias mayim, needs to get wet. There's the inner part of the body, which is nafes hastarim, inside the body, which includes, let's say, up someone's nose or in someone's ear, deep in, that place doesn't need any roi lebi asmayim. Suddenly it's a pnima guf that you can't see from the outside ever. Doesn't need the asmayim, period. And then there's a mokim haroi lebi asmayim. Roi lebi asmayim are the parts of the body which are sometimes exposed, like inside the mouth, or the eyeball. The eyeball, when someone's titled in a mikveh, you can close your eyes. You don't have to leave your eyes open. I mean, you close your eyes, the eyeball itself doesn't get any wetness on it. So that's called Beis Hastarim. It's part of the body which is sometimes open and sometimes closed. And the Mela, it's an in-between category. It needs Roila B'yas Mayim, but it doesn't need B'yas Mayim. But again, it's important to know that there are three parts. There's a third part, which is a Pnim HaGuf, which is a part of the body that's never visible, where a chatzitza is not ma'akiv. Let's say, like the Chayyah Chafasadim says, up in someone's nose, further up in the nose, a part of the nostril that can be seen, most of the nostril can be seen. So there, a chatzitza is not ma'akiv. It doesn't matter. Or in the air, where there's wax in the air, the wax is not ma'akiv, because it's never visible, and that inner part of the air is never visible. So there, chatzitza doesn't matter at all. But the chiddush here is, there's a place called Beis Hastarim, which is, what else is it besides the eye and the mouth, and kmatim, and parts of the body that where the body has a fold of skin, where not necessarily every time a person goes into a pool that every part of his body gets wet. It could be between his toes that it may not get wet, or it could be folds of the body that don't. That's called Beis Hastarim. Body that's sometimes open, sometimes exposed. It needs to be royal B'yas Mayim, but it doesn't need B'yas Mayim. There's no halacha that you have to make sure it gets wet. This is the chiddush of this Gemara. The Gemara compares it like Rav Zeira, Damar Rav Zeira, Kol Aray Labila, Ein Bila Ma'keves Bay, Shein Rabi Abila Ma'keves Bay. Famous expression. It's there, it's talking in the Beis HaMikdash, that Karbon is by a Mincha. A Mincha is Bolul B'Shemen. It needs to be roy to be mixed with oil. And Chazal shuts up that up to shishim esrayim mix well with oil. More than shishim esrayim don't mix well. So if you have 61 esrayim in a mincha or more, you have to bring in 2 kelim. One keli could be up to 60 esrayim, and the other keli has to have more because the oil doesn't mix well once you have a lot. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Bamula is not ma'akiv. My balal is not ma'akiv. So Gemara says, no, but you need roi labim. Same thing here, you need royal B'yas Mayim, you don't need Namish B'yas Mayim. This is the halacha. But today, as I mentioned to you, we're going to discuss this, which is would otherwise be an obscure part of halacha to most people, the halachas of Beis Hasdarim. I should mention that Yitz Hashem Mashiach will come, and everybody, men and women, are going to have to be tayvul midin Torah. Tefillah is going to be different than today. Today, a person goes to the mikveh, he runs in, he's tayvul, he runs out. The Torah requires by a tefillah deraisa what the Gemara calls iyun the chafifa. Iyun means you have to check to make sure there's no chafifa. Min a Torah, if someone's tayvul and he didn't check to make sure there's no chatzitza, it's not yaitza. It means iyun, he needs at least a certain amount of checking. And chafifa, to clean the chafifa, the saris, the hair has to be combed out. It needs a certain amount of checking, a certain amount of cleaning, and then a person could be tayvul. It's iyun, the chafifa, and that's ma'akiv, according to most Rishayim. If you don't do iyun, and you're just tayvul, it's a davar ma'akiv by tefillah.
Why is it not ma'akiv?
By men, it's there's no tefillah deraisa.
Oh, wow.
Some may feel that we're not tefillah for deraisa. For what? For the hiddur, there's no, the chazal didn't require the hiddur tefillah. Because the hiddur is there. Whatever the ma'ala of tefillah is, there is without it. Tefillah Ezra doesn't require almost all of the deraisas. Tefillah Ezra works even with my shuvim. Well, there are many, many dinim that they're kulis in the tefillah derabbanan. Build your bottom there. He's cool as well. Now, I'd like to share with you three Igros Moshes that have to do with this inyan. Each one for itself is a Yesodus stick, and I'll try to go through the basic tamtzis of each of the tshuvas. First, as a hakdama, this din that a Beis Hasdarim needs to be roiv b'asmai, it's mechudish dekedin. The Ramban, the Rajban, the Ritva, and also if you hold that it's a din derabbanan, it's a derabbanan, and that Torah you don't even need Roil B'Yasnai. This is all a din derabbanan. As I state in these three, the Ramban, the Rajban, the Ritva. Tosfos Kala Roil B'Yila, at the end of the Tosfos on the Amid Beis, Tosfos holds it to their eyes. Tosfos explains that two psukim. One pasuk es kol b'saray is nashra afilu beis hasdarim. One pasuk ma yodav ma'avroi yachkol ma'avroi, that's the outside which is mamayit beis hasdarim. One pasuk be marva beis hasdarim. One pasuk be mamayit. So what do you do if you have one riba and one miyut? So you marva something, you mamayit something. So a marva that has to be roila b'asmayit, and a mamayit that it doesn't need b'asmayit. So Tosfos holds that it's inside. So we have a machlokes here, if it's a deraisa or a derabbanan. There are a number of nafkaminas, if it's deraisa or derabbanan. One nafkamina is, if a woman is, or a man, bisman the Torah, a woman bisman hazeh, is tovelas, and afterwards she finds some type of a chatzitza. She's not sure if it was there b'shas tvila, or it came later. Not sure. Did it come shas tefillah? Did it come later? So if it's impossible it came later, there's nothing to talk about. You find a piece of food between the teeth and you didn't eat since then, so obviously it was there. But if it's possible it came later, most poskim hold that you could be tayla, that it came later. And one of the tamim that's given is that they assume that it's a din derabbanan. That it's a derabbanan. There are really other reasons for it, but one of the reasons is if it's a derabbanan, so a person could be megal. This is one of the reasons that's given to be megal. She has a cheskas tuma in achinami, but on the other hand, she already she checked. So she checked. The assuming came later. So there are some achrayim that write that since it's a derabbanan, that's why we said mechanamiki. There's another nafkamina I mentioned to you the other day, the shayla of a loose tooth. If a loose tooth is if a loose tooth is a chatzitza, the Avnei Nezer learned from our Gemara that a loose tooth is not a chatzitza. And where he asked from Shen to Ayin, the Avnei Nezer learned that a loose tooth, even if it's not usable, is not chaitis. There are machmirim, those who are machmirim. David Mesharim, who I mentioned them, Paschas like that, and Ezer, he says, he's Mitzarif, that it's two Drabbanans. First of all, it's a Drabbanan because of the Rabban, the Ritva, and the Rajba. Hold it, the Drabbanan. Second of all, there's a rule that a miyot, a chatzitza miyot of something is also only a Drabbanan. A Torah only rive of an area is a deraisa. So he's Mitzarif, the fact that it's a Drabbanan, to be Mekel, so by Machlaiks, and also the fact that, at least that the Rabban, the Rashman, the Ritva, it's a Drabbanan, would be a Tam Lahakul, of course, they saw it's a deraisa. Now, Rav Moshe in this tshuva in the Igros Moshe Yerideya Aleph Simin Tzadik Ches Moshe discusses the Gedorim of a Chatzitza Bebeis Hasdorim, and this tshuva is a like a landmark tshuva. It's not one case, it's a klal which has numerous applications. One of the famous tshuvas in Igros Moshe, which has to do with the Chatzitza's Beis Hasdorim. It's based on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that even though I mentioned to you Iyun is required for Tefillah, before Tefillah, you have to check, it's Ma'akiv. But Iyun in the Beis Hasdorim is not Ma'akiv. Iyun is Ma'akiv on the Guf, you have to check at least minimally on the Guf, or else it's Ma'akiv in the Tefillah. But let's say someone didn't check a Beis Hasdorim, a person before that title checked the whole body, but didn't check the Beis Hasdorim. So this is a Shulchan Aruch. This is not Rav Moshe's Chiddush. I mentioned twice. Once it's a Mikuf Tzadik Tes, Siv Chafei. It's repeated. It's a Mikuf Tzadik Tes. I think it's Siv Tes. That Iyun, the Beis Hasdorim, is not Ma'akiv. So the kash is, why should Beis Hasdorim be any different than the rest of the group? Obviously, like the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rashba, so Rav Moshe writes, like the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ritva, it's Pashim. It's the Rabbanan, so they were Mechayiv Iyun. But it goes to Raisa, what's the difference? So Rav Moshe writes a very klara chiddush. It's a chiddush, but it's a klara geder in chatzitza. Rav Moshe says there are two types of chatzitza. There's one type of chatzitza where something is davuk lahagof. If someone has a splinter. The splinter is attached to the body. It's davuk lahagof. It's something which is attached to the body. If someone has a piece of tape on their hand, it's attached to the body, and that's a chatzitza. Well, let's say hair is tangled. It's a chatzitza. Tangled hair is chatzitza. Or somebody has makeup. Somebody has lipstick on. It's davuk lahagof. That's one type of chatzitza. Somebody has davuk lahagof. It's attached to the body. Then Rav Moshe says there's a second type of chatzitza. It's also chatzitza. That's something that's not davuk lahagof. It's just blocking the water. It's something which is in the way, which blocks the water from coming. It's not attached to the body. It's just blocking it. I would call it davar hamunach halagof. Something just placed on the body. Munach halagof. Let's say someone's in the mikveh. And he's holding one hand with the other. And he's table. That's chatzitza. If you hold one hand with the other hand, so the water couldn't get to the hand that's covered. Chatzitza. But that's not davuk lahagof. My hand is on my hand. It's not attached to the hand. It's just blocking the water. Something's blocking the water, but it's not davuk lahagof. It's also chatzitza. But it's the second kind of chatzitza. What? Your feet on the floor. Your feet are on the floor, can't. So it says, it's actually Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah says that any time the water is there first, let's say you put your hand under the water. And if it's under the water, you put your other hand on it. So that's okay. So you assume there's a mashu of water in between. For that matter, sometimes you table silverware in a mikvah. So if you hold the silverware and you table it, the water can't hit the silverware. But if you make your hands wet from the mikveh and then you touch the silverware in your table, that's okay, because there's a thin, whatever thinnest layer of water there is, we assume that's adequate. So the Gemara says that when the Gemara is talking about tabling a bed, imagine table silverware, Gemara's telling Tanya Chazal, if your bed became tummy, you schlepped your bed to the mikveh and you tabled your bed. So Gemara said they would table the bed, it was a high bed. They had to press it into the ground was muddy. The legs went into the mud. By the time the top got under the water, the bottom was in the earth. So Gemara says it's good because the water cut my mind. The water was there when it went in, so there's no problem. What? It's a Mishnah Mikvah as well. Okay. So that this is the two types of chatzitza. Again, one chatzitza davar hadavol klugot, something which is attached to the body. And the second type of chatzitza is a davar hamunach al haguf, something which is just blocking the water. In Lamdisha terms, there's a big difference. When something is davar klaguf, Rav Moshe calls that the guf is einoi roi l'tfilah. It's a psalm in the guf. If someone has a splinter on his hand, that guf is not roi. The splinter blocks the water from hitting that spot on his body. It's a chesaron in the guf. The guf is not roi for tefillah. However, by davar hamunach al haguf, the guf is roi. The guf is perfectly fine. There's just something blocking. There's something in the way. So one chatzitza is a psul in the guf. It's davar hadavar kol haguf. The chesaron chatzitza is not a psul in the guf. It's just a din that you have to be tevel in water. And you weren't tevel in water. There's something blocking. These are the two types of chatzitza. The din of a beis hastarim is that it doesn't need bias nayim. It needs roi la bias nayim, but it doesn't need bias nayim. It doesn't have to get wet. It just needs to be roi. Sotra of Moshe and the Neila. In the beis hastarim, the only thing that fights it is type A, double kelagot. Something is stuck. Something is stuck between the teeth. That's a menshi now. It's stuck there. It takes an effort to remove it. That's a chatzitz. It's davar klaguf. So that davar klaguf, it's called the guf is not roi. It's started roi labias mayim. It's ma'akif. But the second type of chatzitz, the second kind of chatzitz, the chatzitz where the guf is roi, there's just something laying there. That's not chatzitz in the beis hastarim. Because you don't need bias mayim. So who cares? For example, Ramesha brings a Mishnah, someone's table and they had a coin in their mouth. Not suck, it was laying on the tongue. I guess nowadays it would be a sucking candy. Someone's table and got a coin on his tongue. So Ramesha says, it's not marketing in the mix in the tefillah. Because what did the coin do? It's not attached to the goof. The goof is roy, it'll be asmayan. It just would block the water. Who cares? I close my mouth anyway. I block the water anyway. I don't need the S9. I need Roy. What? Etzevs, or Moshe's Lechali, he's on a Dovok, which requires effort to remove it, where the goof is not Roy. A splinter, you understand. This is the same as a splinter. Wasn't it stuck in the skin or stuck between the teeth? If it's pressed in, that's called Dovok. And a Dover had Dovok la goof, that's a Chatzitza, even in a Beis HaStarim. However, something which is just munach al haguf, which is not, it's not attached to the guf, it's only munach sham, that's not a davar hama'akiv. An example of this would be if someone is tevel with contact lenses, chatchila, you'll move it. But if someone's tevel with contact lenses are not davar klaguf, they're munach al haguf. So hayayif, the contact lenses are on the eye, which itself does not require bias mayim. So if someone was tevel with a contact lens, the contact lens would not be a chatzitza, because it's only a davar ha-munach al haguf. It's not a davar ha-davuk l'guf. The Ramesh is paskeding that's not a chatzitza. That's not a davar ha-chatzitza. Braces are double clock if they're attached. The braces are chatzitza. Someone has braces, they can't be titled. There is an exception. Cosmetic braces are a problem. A person can't be titled. Medical, things that are needed for medical reasons, it's not a chatzitza, it's a concept of Haim Ravise, just like carrying on Shabbos is a concept that becomes part of a guf. Shabbos, even cosmetic things, clothing is cosmetic. But tefillah, something which is for medical purposes, there are people who have, there are cases of braces for medical purposes, those things, Haim Ravise, there's a separate din in Hilchot Chatzitza, that's not a problem. But as far as it will be cosmetic, it will be a problem. Or let's say they don't need it anymore. They're about to take it off. They have an appointment to take it off. They didn't take it off yet. That would be, it would be a chatzitza problem. So, no, so I get that that's one of the other tshuvas I want to discuss today. Ramesh says, chatzila, you should remove it. For chatzila, even things that are not na'akiv, we always remove. But for the other, he says that that's not chaitzitz. And the raya is this mishnah about a coin. It's one of the rayas. So Ramesha says that it doesn't require Iyun, because Iyun is needed. Ramesha is learning that the din of Iyun, I don't remember as a riot to this, that it's needed for a davar hamunach al haguf, the din Iyun. If the guf is roi, so Ramesha says that that's the kula of not needing Iyun. And Chafifa. Depends what the Gedarim of Chafifa are. I'm not sure that the Dine Chafifa really apply to non-Sarais. So it may be that if Chafifa is Chafifa Sarais, not Shaykh would follow them on the Pino. Okay, at any rate, this is Ramesh's Chiddush in our Gemara. What? There's only Chiddush in Beis HaStar. That, that in a Beis HaStarim, this filik applies, and in Neila, it's Flora, it's a very Flora thing. What do I need? What do I care if there's something blocking the water? If I have a ladder, block the water anyway. My mouth is blocking the water. My eyelids are blocking the water. So it doesn't matter. Who cares if the contact lens is blocking the water? So this is Ramesh's yisaid. I think it's an accepted yisaid by the Paiskin that the other these things are not tovarim hanar. This is his first geder in our Gemara. There's another tshuva, and this is tshuva nun ches. Also a very klar tshuva. This has to do with tefilas kelim. And this, though, is a subject of a machlokes. There's many applications l'maisa. Really, the question is the drasha of Ma Bosa Ma Avroi Av Kol Ma Avroi. Beis HaStarim. So let me share with you Ramesh's Chiddush. He starts with Akasha, but let me just be, try to be clear and tell you Ramesh's Chiddush in the drasha Ma Bosa Ma Avroi Av Kol Ma Avroi. Ramesh learns that the din of Ma Bosar Me Avroi of Kol Me Avroi is telling us that on anything that's not Me Avroi, anything that's a Beis HaStarim, there's zero requirements as far as Dine Tefillah are concerned. There's no requirement at all. What do I mean there's no requirement? So Moshe says the following. Now this is all in the last paragraph of Simen and Ches. The lumdis that precedes it is Megeya, of course, to it, but I'll tell you the way he touches up this drasha. I'll try to explain the machlokes. Ramesh's case is an electric urn. You have a hot water urn. What is a hot water urn? It's two kelim that are welded together. Not they're welded or glued. The top keli is a pot, and it has a spout. And the bottom keli is an electric heating element. What they did is they took the electric heating element and the pot and they welded it together. They made one keli out of it. So on the outside, they made it look like one. If you take off the outside, you see inside, it's two kelim. There's the top keli, which is the pot, the bottom keli, which is the heating element, and by attaching it, they made it easier to use, but that's basically what it is. Now, the question is a question of tefilas kelim. Now, let me just, as an hakdama, tell you, that all electric appliances come with a warning that you don't immerse it in water. All regular electrical appliances, whether it's a Foreman grill or a sandwich maker or a french fry maker, all of them, you could title them, you have to title them. And if you don't plug it in, the water won't ruin it. Because water doesn't ruin wires. If you put wiring in water, the wiring remains wiring. There's no reason the world should get ruined. It does get ruined if you plug it in. Because if there's water there, the water will short circuit the current. And it'll get ruined. But if you don't plug it in until after it dries, there's no problem. I, over the years, told certainly hundreds of people, don't worry, you could tivel it. No one has ever come back to me and told me it was ruined. Because they don't get ruined. You could tivel it as long as you wait. You wait one day, you wait 2 days. It's hard to know exactly how long it takes to dry. 2 days for sure is enough. And then you could use it. It doesn't get ruined, despite the fact that it has the water. Now, if there will be appliances with computer chips, which are have a constant current going through them, I'm sure there'll be such devices, then there'll be a different story in the Metzius Hadar. But the way it is right now, all these kelim you can table, there's no shame. Ramesha, though, deals with it the way he was asked. He was told that you cannot table the bottom part. It's going to ruin it. What do I do? Ramesha wasn't chayka v'dayrish, doesn't get ruined, doesn't it? He answered the shayla the way he was asked. The shayla is that I can't tell the bottom part, I can only tell the top part, what do I do? So Ramesha says there's no problem. What you do is you go into the mikvah, you turn it upside down, and you table the half, it's two kelim that are welded together. You don't have to table the bottom part. You only have to table a keli that holds food. You don't have to table, if you have an electric burner, you don't have to table it, because it doesn't hold food. You have a hot plate. You don't have to table the hot plate. This food doesn't go on the hot plate. Only whatever touches the food. Zechar Maisha, there are two kelim. The bottom keli does not require tefillah. The top keli does. So turn it upside down. Now obviously, if you turn it upside down in water, the water won't go in because it's full of air. So what you do is you fill it up with water. You put a board on top. You turn it upside down. You lower it into the mikvah. And you tevel it so that the inside gets filled with water. And you lower it until the point where the entire keli, the one that needs tefillah, is totally immersed in the water. Aye, the top part is not immersed in the water, so that's no problem. The top part doesn't have to be immersed. This is Ramesh's psak, which sounds so far like a simple psak. So let's say this is the water level in the mikvah. This is the mikvah. And you're tabling this keli upside down, so you put it in. Right? Here you've got your electric cord, and here you've got the break between the part of the keli. This is the electric part, right here, the handles. So this is upside down, you table it, there's a spout. I don't want to do with the spout, not for now. You table all this in the mikvah, and Ramesha says that this is a good tefillah, no problem. What could be a tying on this side? It's one kli, but it's two kelim that are welded together. It has to do with our Gemara. What? It's not, what, this break is not Roy Lavia's name, you mean? This break is not Roy Lavia's name. What? The whole Avroy of the upper kli is being nitfal. Tell you what the shayla is. But Dayan Weiss, the Mechas Yitzchak, argues the following shayla. When we say the Beis HaStorim doesn't need tefillah, does that mean it doesn't have to get wet? It doesn't need anything, like Ramesha understood. This is more than Beis HaStorim. This is like the Pnim Agur. It doesn't need anything. Or is the Pshat that doesn't have to get wet? But it has to be immersed in the mikvah. It has to be surrounded by mikvah water. The Mechas Yitzchak time is, that's not pshat. It's not pshat that it doesn't have to be in the mikvah. It has to be surrounded by mikvah water all around, and all the sides. It just doesn't need bias mayim. It doesn't need that the water should touch it. But it needs to be immersed. This part of the keli, Taka, look at this as a separate part. But this part has to be surrounded by water all around. And this is not surrounded by water all around. It's not being surrounded by water on all the sides. And Hayais is not being surrounded by water on all the sides. That the Seisr Shatfila, it's Chsarin in Tfila. You follow what he's saying? What? Yeah, no, the upper keli has to be totally surrounded with water. Now, since the upper keli is against the electric keli, there's no way to do it unless you put the whole electric keli into water, so it's surrounded all around. If it's not totally surrounded with water, it's not gonna. I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example. What? Mina Torah, a chatzitza on a mir of the guf is not ma'akif. Okay? Mina Torah, chatzitza mir of guf is not ma'akif. Let's say you'll have a person, and the Mechazit Tzak argues this. You'll have a person goes into a mikvah, and he stands in the mikvah, his head is right here. The tip of his head is protruding out of the water. Right? So is that going to be a good tefillah? Everyone says no, of course it's not a good tefillah. Why is it a good tefillah? It's a small part of his head sticking out. That part, the chatzitza is not ma'akiv. Somebody has a chatzitza min ha-Torah, I'm talking. And the tip of the little part of his head, it's not ma'akiv. The teretz is a chatzitza is not ma'akiv, but you still have to tevil. Tevil means totally in the water. So Mechas Yitzchak argues that this keli, take a look at a separate keli. But the keli has to be totally surrounded by water. If it's not totally surrounded by water, it's not a psul chatzitza. It's a psul, it's not a tefillah, it's missing a shem tefillah. And unless it's missing a shem tefillah, this eitz is not a good eitz. This is the taina, it sounds in Svara to be a strong taina against Revelation. Yes? The tapat. Yeah, but you do need to tevel the pot half of it. That pot is not surrounded by water. To the left and the right, it has water. Underneath, on top, it has no water. This whole pot, which is in the water, is not surrounded by water. It's surrounded on five sides by water, on one side by an electric piece. The word tefillah is only if it's immersed, and it's not immersed. Now, in Svara, he's right. The thing is, Rav Moshe has what seems to be a Beferisha din like him, a Beferisha halacha. It says if you have a handle on a pot, somebody put a handle onto a pot, and it's very long, he plans to cut it to the right size, and it became tameh. So it says Beferisha, you could tevel the keli in the mikvah only, you don't have to tevel the whole handle, you could leave the rest of the handle sticking out. Tevel it ad mokim hamida, to the place where you plan to cut it. So it seems to be mefurish like Rav Moshe. It's not surrounded by water. Not surrounded by water, and it's good. Oh, so you can argue it's different than you plan to cut it off, hang it off, but in Svara, if the idea is it has to be surrounded by water, the vice is not surrounded by water.
No, but
Svara is
not
in the
Svara
is. Right. So the reason that applies there, meaning that you could be mechalik, Ramesh in the first half says that the chalukim are not true, and it's the same thing. That's the whole arichas is for. But this is a machlaikis. Somebody just asked me last night, he was tabling, I don't remember what it was, an electric appliance. So I told him, table the whole thing. He says, not going to get ruined. I said, not going to get ruined. Just don't plug it in afterwards for 2 days. So he said, what about the cord, the electric cord? I said, I don't have to electric cord. I said, electric cord. So what's the answer? Courts are mighty enough to tie the electric cord, of course not. According to the Mechas Yitzchak, if it's an electric cord, some of them can be detached, right? Some of them you can detach. So you take it off, you don't have to tie it. But if it's a permanent electric cord, you have to tie it. According to Mechas Yitzchak, of course you have to tie it. Because otherwise the keli is not surrounded by water all around. The part that's touching this cord protrudes out the water. And it's a davar ma'akiv.
The whole
what?
The whole
cord has to be in the water. Because this keli has to be surrounded by water on all sides.
Keli's
not. Not if I'm table it. If I'm table it all in the water, right? I have the whole keli in the water, and there's one cord sticking out. That means that every part of this keli is against the water except this spot. It's not. that spot mm-hmm. is not surrounded by water all around. In one direction, it's surrounded by a cord, not by water. What? But if, what's facing this spot is the cord. If I dip it a little bit, still, wherever the cord ends up, it's not ending up surrounded by water. It's true, but the spot is Meshubba to the cord. The cord is what surrounds it. It's not surrounded by water. The machlokes lemaisa is the taicha ma basa me avroi af kol ma avroi. The Moshe holds that it needs nothing, and the Mechitz Yitzchak holds that it needs chatzitza. Doesn't matter. Chatzitza doesn't matter. But still needs chatzitza. So this is the second tshuva. As I said, this is a machlokes. If somebody wants to look into it, there's a pischei tshuva in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes at Katan Tes Vav, which looks a little like a raya to Rav Moshe. Complicated case, but our kaponim it's a machlekes hapaiskin, and the lechatzila a person should be yaitz kol hashitas. A person's tabling keli, a person should be yaitz kol hashitas. This is daka by kalim because by, for example. What you mean? What? Sandwich maker. Sandwich maker is the same thing. A sandwich maker that we used to have in the dorm, I don't know what they look like today. It's like a forming bill, just two pieces. The whole keli, you mean, would you look at it as two kelim or as one keli? Well, the inside is a keli, it cooks. It doesn't have to have a base kibble, right? A knife is also a keli. It doesn't require a base kibble. It's something which cooks. It's a grill that cooks. So it's, it requires to be.
Is that
an
indicator that
it
should
have been the Ramesha would hold that way every time. It's just never enough gemina, so he said it in this. Yeah, this is Dayan Weiss. See, this is all the new man. Where? It's Chelik Beis. The end of Siman Ayin Beis. Sof Siman Ayin Beis. So, remember when in my first apartment I had a fruit bin. Most fruit bins are plastic. I had a fruit bin with metal drawers. So I lived then in Borough Park on 57th Street. So I took it to be titled the fruit bins. So why don't you table the refrigerator? Because the food doesn't go on the refrigerator. It goes in kalim on the refrigerator. It's made, even if once in a while you put food. But a fruit bin, you put food in stam. So I took it to, what's the name of the shul on 58th Street? Siddush HaShtibel there. Bluzhiv. So I went out to Bluzhiv and I was table it. And there were two older yidden there. Oh, they made fun. They asked me, why don't I bring my table to table? I said, maybe you're right. Alright, there's some things that require tefillah which people are not aware of. Okay, the third Igros Moshe is a more complicated one. It's Siman Tzadik Zayin. Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadik Zayin. The part that I'm going to discuss with you is at the end of Anaf Dalet and the beginning of Anaf Hey. Very, very complicated shaila regarding a temporary filling. Permanent filling has been as part of the guf. It's made to be there all the time. It's not a shaila. Shaila is a temporary filling. Someone goes for root canal or other type of dental work, and he has a temporary filling put in. This is already dovuk the beis hastarim. The filling sticks to the tooth, and the question is whether it's a chatzitza. Now, pashtus a chatzitza. A temporary filling should be a chatzitza. Ramesh is done. What? Tooth is in the mouth. It's a makam. It needs a makam. Right? Let me ask. That's the new one. Okay. The thing is this. I mentioned to you when we started, there are three parts to the guf. There's avroi, the outside, which needs both roi l'bias mayim and bias mayim. There's the beis hastarim, which needs only roi l'bias mayim and not bias mayim. And then there's the pnima guf, the part of the guf, which is never visible to the outside, that doesn't need not bias mayim and not roi l'bias mayim. It doesn't matter if somebody has surgery and they put a screws in his hip. So it's not a chatzitza. The hip doesn't need not roi l'bias mayim, not bias mayim. Even if it's temporary, it doesn't matter. And the pnima guf, nothing matters. The nidain in this part of the Igros Moshe, this tshuva, is the gedarim of beis hastarim. Specifically, when you drill a tooth and you create a large cavity in the tooth, whether that area, how do we look at that area before you put in the filling? You can say, well, that area is the pnima guf, the inside of the tooth. The inside of the tooth never is roi l'bias mayim. They say, no, once you drill it. Now, if you're going to drill and plan to leave it that way, certainly it becomes avroi. It doesn't become avroi, it becomes beis hastarim. It's not pnima guf. But here, you never plan to leave it that way. You're going to fill it. You fill it temporarily, later you fill it permanently. Does that retain its din of pnim aguf? And I'll have a din of beis hastarim. Or not? What do you mean? Here they're gonna remove it. If somebody, I don't know. If the surgery is over, if the surgery is finished, sealed up. So what's the problem? No, but it's sealed up permanently. A permanent filling is no shiloh. Whatever you do to leave it that way, there's no shiloh. What? If it's like a denture, it's a problem. A denture is made to take in and take out. It's not permanent. It's tight. If it's stuck to the. Oh, so that's the question is. Oh, so you're right. You're right, and you're wrong. You're right that temporary is going to come out. So chayrut should be a chatzitza. But you're wrong because we have to be that. Even if you say a temporary filling is a chatzitza, the shaila is what's the chaitzitz? It's chaitzitz, a part of the tooth which is never exposed. So that shouldn't have a shem beis hastarim. That should have a din of pnim aguf. That's where Moshe is done. Back and forth, he brings one raya one way and one raya the other way. The question is, how do you resolve this theory? One raya is, the halacha is that if you have a splinter which is totally under the skin, a splinter, it happens sometimes, you have a splinter, you try to pull it out, it breaks, very annoying, but you have left with a little piece of wood, you can see it, it's under the skin, but it's totally under the skin. That's not a chatzitza. One thing that says chet, somebody was hit with an arrow, he tried to pull it out, part of it broke in his guf, our body is going to remove it. It's not chaitzitz. Why is it not chaitzitz? It's chaitzitz in the pnima guf, but in the pnima guf you don't need roi l'bias mayim. So someone has a splinter which is totally under the skin, that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that it's not the chatzitza. L'chvayra, the same thing should be true about this filling. The filling is chaitzitz on a part of the tooth which is never going to remain exposed. And memela, it's a chatzitza and the pnim aguf, and it shouldn't matter. That's the tzad, the hakel. The second mashmois, which is mashma fakert, is a case of bosa ve'ever hamiduldolim. Make a simple case, a person has, sometimes you have it the size of your nails, you get a hangnail, you get some skin that's just ripped off, but still attached, it's ripped off partially, and it's attached to the guf in one spot, but the buster is the buster mace already, you're going to cut it off. Is that chaitzitz? There's no foreign matter here. What should be the problem? Chatzitza. Shulchan Aruch, it says that Bostor Ve'evor Hamadul Dolim Chaitzitzim. If you have a piece of Basar means flesh, but it's lav dafka flesh, skin or flesh, which is hanging off. It's a chatzitza. Why is it a chatzitza? To what is it a chatzitz? To which spot? Which spot is a chatzitz? The teretz is a chatzitz. The spot where it's attached to. It's attached to your body. There's a place, this little piece of skin is ripped off. It's attached to the body. It's chaitzitz. So Dr. Moshe, which spot is the chaitzitz in? It's chaitzitz because it's aimed to be ripped off. It's dead skin. What part of the body is it blocking? It's not laying on the finger, it's standing up. Teretz is, the spot where you're going to cut it, that spot, it's chaitzitz. That spot right now is pnim haguf. It's not exposed. Right? When you cut it off, it's going to be exposed, a certain part of the skin. Right now, it's pnim haguf. Zet min zakur of Maisha. That pnim haguf, which is right now, it's pnim haguf. But just because you plan to cut off what's covering it, that gives it a din of not pnim haguf, because you plan to remove what's covering it. You follow? I have a little piece of skin attached to my finger. It's hanging off. It's not blocking anything. What's it blocking? When I cut it, that part which will then become exposed is blocking. Since I plan to remove it, so it's already chaitzitz right now, and we see it's a chatzitza. So if so, filling the same thing. It's taka true. The filling is against the part of the tooth which is a pnim haguf. But since I plan to remove the filling, it should be like it's removed, and it should be chaitzitz. Go what? It will be filled later. It will be filled later. It's a possible chilek. The question is, because it will be filled later, does that mean that anything I put in now is also good? So Ramesha is mechalek between this type of situation on the outside of the body and this type of situation in Beis Hasarim, all based on the drushes that Tosfos brings. On the body, we darshin ma bosa me avroi, avkol me avroi. That anything that's on the outside has to be not only roi with bs9, but needs bs9. So if I have a piece of skin hanging, that place where I'm eventually going to cut, that spot, is considered me avroi, because it's aimed to be removed. That's called me avroi, and memela needs bs9. So Mimela, it's chaitzitz. That's all true on the outside of the glove, which we darshan from the word me'avroi. In the Beis Hasdarim, how do you know you need bs9? Chaitzitz says, the rachat says, kol bisaroi, mashma filo Beis Hasdarim. It's a ribui. Kol bisaroi. It's not the drush of ma'yad me'avroi, avkol me'avroi. Chaitzitz said, everything else is a drush of avroi, being on the outside. Here it's a drasha of kol b'saroi. So Ramesha says b'saroi is marba things that are dumya de b'saroi, which are roi l'b'yasmayim, which are makim v'gula where water could come. Not something like this. Not a place like inside the body where the splinter is, or in the tooth. And memela in the Beis Hasdarim and kol shkin v'pnim haguf, these things don't matter. So again, in the first category, the avroi, so that's the chiddush of the case of hanging skin, that if you cut it, you plan to cut it, that skin which is going to be exposed when you cut it, that's called avroi, that's called outside, and it needs bs9, so it's chatzitz. However, in the splinter, which is in the pnim haguf, or in the Beis Hasdarim, where the drasha is not a lashon avroi, it's not avroi, it's not the outside, it just has to be dumya de b'saroi, so there Rav Moshe holds that the din of chetz or a splinter applies, and a part of the body which is not doing the besarai, a chatzitza is not marked. This is Rav Moshe's chiluk. This is one of his chalukim. Lamaisa, he's makel only with an additional factor. Rav Moshe says it has to be a comfortable filling. has to be a filling which is comfortable to the body, that it's ain't makdid. That it would stay that way for a while, you're not makdid. Even though the dentist will tell you it can't stay that way, it's not a strong filling. But if it has to feel comfortable today, all the temporary fillings are comfortable. Years ago, when they did a root canal, they covered it temporarily, they didn't give you a filling. They took a piece of metal and they put it upside down over the tooth, like a covering, and they put it there. It was very uncomfortable to cut the tongue. So Moshe held that that's your makdid, you don't want it there. Today, where the fillings are comfortable, they are, Rabbi Moshe holds that he's Matzarif. The fact that it's Einim Akbid, which still a Chetchila we would take out, plus this Svara that he says, that in the Beis Astarim, you have this Kula of Pinimag, that the Pinim Agof in the Beis Astarim doesn't need a Royal B'Asmayim, and Memela, he's Mekel on the temporary fillings. In this Psak, there are also Chelkin. Although I haven't seen anybody that argues with Ramesh's Lomdis, the way I explained the Lomdis, but there are earlier tshuvas. There's a tshuva from the Divrei Chaim who said that any temporary filling, if you plan to leave it 30 days or more, it's not a chatzitza. If you plan to take it out within 30 days, it is a chatzitza. He says it's man. Ramesh in his tshuva says, where do you get his man? It's a very arbitrary thing. 30 days, 3 days, 10 days. So Ramesh is chaylik on the whole concept of a number of days. But in the Chassidish circles, they're makbid on the Divrei Chaim. There has to be something which is left for 30 days, or else others also makbid like that. But Ramesh holds that there's no zman. Ramesh holds that it's a comfortable filling. Then you can be saimach on this svara that he says, and it's not a problem. So these are three yigrismashes, all of them very big yisaitis. The first yisait of Dover HaDavak HaGof and Dover HaMurach HaLagof. The second, Ramesh's understanding of Mavroi as it's Nagea to Kalim. And the third, the more complicated issue, but Nagea of temporary filling. Let's finish the Gemara on the other days. Kitanoi, Umoch, Bekosus, Benosuk, Bekorus. Kulam Bebeim Dibir Rabbi Yehuda. Right, this is another whole Agav. This is all. There's a parsha in the Torah to a Daka or a Shufcha. Certain physical injuries which make a person possible a call, and they're all injuries to the male Evarim. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Bebeim. They're all injuries to the testicles. Bebeim v'lo begid ela kulan af Bebeim Dibir Rabbi Yehuda. Lez miyakev am a kulam begid. And there's no psul in the bayim. The biyaisiyim remark the kosus af the bayim, nasi the karis begin in the bayim loy, that they mean different things in different parts of the body. I know people are squeamish about me giving a whole shiur on tzuadaka and krashufcha, but if it ever comes to a person that a person needs any type of surgery in that part of the body, loy aleinu, the person has to ask a shaila. There are certain ways of doing things which are preferable in certain ways, which are not preferable. I will tell you, there's an interesting tshuva that's printed in the Kilos Yaakov in Yevamos. Shaila is about a person who was nittel one of his bayim. He only has one testicle, which for Pur Revu is perfectly fine. A person can operate perfectly well. But to Machlekes Rishayim, if he's a Krishufla, he's allowed to get married. So we say, Nech B'Shas HaTchak, on Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that you're allowed. It's only one of the bayim, the other one's fine, that you're allowed to get married. It's just a chag, you're able to get married. Okay. So he asked the stipler, what did he ask him? But he has to tell, when he goes out on a date, he's only allowed to get married because it's a shasat chag. For a girl, it's not a shasat chag. So when they read him a shidduch, is he allowed to say, you know, I'm only allowed to get married because it's a shasat chag? Well, no one's going to want to marry him if he tells people that, right? So I only have a heter b'shas atchak. So the stipler answers. The stipler says he does not have to tell. But there's a tremendous pikvus in shidduchim. He writes how b'chlal, when people are dating, before they know the person, every small thing matters. Every small thing is certain. You know, there are things that matter to a person. I don't want it this way. I don't want it this way. Once you know the person, so big deal, it doesn't matter. You know the person already. So big deal, it doesn't matter. So he writes that the amita sa'inyan is the way it is after you know the person. After you know somebody. Beforehand, people mocked it on any little crankite, any little thing, you know. It's interesting. You know, I had surgery, so the doctor told me I'm going to limp for the rest of my life. So I told him, it's good I'm married. So he's not married, he has confirmation. He limps, so once I'm married. Now my wife, so I limp. If she cares, at least, could she care less that I do limp? I don't limp. So, Baruch Hashem, I don't limp as bad as they promised me. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But beforehand, it matters. It's a big payday. It's funny, I just mentioned Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim had a terrible limp. He was read a shidduch, and like by Chassidim, the girl didn't meet him. But she met him only sitting. While they were engaged, she found out he limps. She wanted to break the shidduch. So he wrote her a letter. And the letter said the following. It said, Arboim Yom Kodim Yitziras Havlad, they were looking for a shidduch for me. And they said, if your name came up, and they said that you'll be my shidduch. And then they said, yeah, but you know this girl, she has a terrible limp. Divrei Chaim said, you know, I told them in Shemayim, for a girl to limp, it's not a nice thing. For a man, it doesn't matter so much. Let me have the limp. She shouldn't be the one. And I was Makabal the limp. That's what he wrote in the letter. And how he knew this all, I don't know. But he wanted to give her, to look at it in a sober way. You know, you get married, so it doesn't matter. A lot of these things, you get married, big deal. So once you look at it that way, it doesn't matter so much anymore. You know, yeah, Nish, it's a nice letter in the stipel about how much to be machted, how much not to be machted on things of shidduch. All right, tomorrow, Mishnah, we start the next Mishnah. It's getting towards the end of the year. We have to keep on moving.